Okay, can you hear me? I'll bring it up a little higher. Boy, I tell you, it feels good when you're a young man like me to have one of your nephews call on you to preach, eh? To give the introduction. Anyway, that's great. Some time ago, a few months ago, I should say, excuse me. A few months ago, I was up in Luther, visiting a dentist's office, and walking in, one of the first things that caught my eye was two pieces of paper that was in front of the desk. And one of them is what I'm going to talk about tonight. Written on the top of one of those papers, it said this: God is like. And then it went on to describe different things, and it gave some explanation. So I said, well, you know, maybe I could go to food fair like I normally do and pick up these items in the store and just draw some little illustrations from it that might be profitable to each and every one of us. So I got them written down in my papers. If you see me looking at this, you know I'm referring to the items that are in the bag. And I'm going to take them out one by one. Sometimes I'm going to read from a passage of Scripture because it was too long for me to jot down on paper, but the rest of the time I've got it written there. God is like, and the first thing that was written there was this, or that they had on the top. God is like, you know what that is? Come on, talk. Coca-Cola. Do you know what the slogan for Coca-Cola is when they advertise it? What do they say? It's the real thing. Well, that's what they say out here anyway when we see it on television. Well, I wrote down just a part of a verse. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, where it says that I will never leave thee. This is the Lord Jesus Christ saying this. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, when it comes to the things of this world, you know, they're here for a time. It'll pass away. Even most of the things that we have and accomplish in life, they're all going to fade away. We're going to leave it behind when it comes our time to go. But the Word of God says that He is faithful and He is true, and He will be there forever because He is truly the real thing. Then there was something else. You know what this is? What was it made by? Does anybody see from all the way down the back? General Electric. Well, it says, God is like General Electric because He lights your path. And that's true. Because we find in Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, where it says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I was at the Methodist Church on Wednesday night. In fact, it was last night to their Bible club. And I mentioned that, you know, because the Word of God is really that. Young people, if you want to have something that will guide you through life, something that the Bible says, if we hide it in our hearts, that it will indeed prevent us from sinning. If you want to have something that is going to give you guidance, that will guide your pathway, then you need to have a good knowledge of this book. And it's guaranteed that you won't get that knowledge, excuse me, if the book just stays on the shelf and it's never read anytime. You know, a lot of us think that we can grow by just coming and hearing the Word of God being preached, and that's true. We do grow by that. We hear things that will oftentimes prevent us from sinning. But if we hide the Word of God, this great book, in our hearts, God says that it will guide our pathway. It will oftentimes stop us from stumbling and getting into a whole lot of trouble that we really didn't have to get into if we would have just followed the Word of God. Then there is another item. God is like, oh, you see, their aspirin. You know what the slogan for that says? What do they say? It what? It works. It works wonders. That's true. You get a splitting headache and you take that stuff, well, especially the bare back and body, so they say, it takes the headache away. Well, you know, our God works wonders too. If you think back to the time when the children of Israel left out of Egypt, they came to a dead stop because there was a lot of water in front of them. They couldn't get by. And you know what God did, right? He worked a wonder and a miracle. He parted that Red Sea, and through they went. God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, worked many miracles. Healed the sick, raised the dead, turned water into wine. And he's a God of wonders, and he's still that today. You see, a lot of us think that he's not still that same God, but he is still the same God that he was back then. He still can do all of those things that he did back then, and we just have to let him work through us. Today, he wants us, if we want answers, we have to pray to him, and he will work sometimes even through other born-again Christians as well. Then there's another thing. And I thought this one was real cute. Do you know what this is? It's an Hallmark card. A greeting card or whatever. And do you know what their slogan is? Somebody told me today, I didn't think that anybody really knew it, but a sister told me today when I said I was looking for an Hallmark card, and she told me what the slogan was. You know what it is? Anybody know? Care enough to send the very best. And I tell you, that's what God did. Because he cared enough to send the very best. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever would believe in him, boys and girls, would not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave the best of heaven, so that he could pay the penalty of sin that was deserving to me and you. Okay, now we got something else. And I may have used this one time before, but it was in the paper, so I used it. Now, you know what that one is? You can see what that is, right? It's Tide. And I've heard them say it on TV over and over, you know, we get the stains out that others leave behind. Others can't get it out, but we get it out. Well, that's true of God too, I'll tell you what. In Isaiah chapter 1, and verse 18, it says what? Anybody know that verse? Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord, that though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And there is only one person, young people, that can cleanse our hearts from sin and get the stain out that the devil has left there. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. What's this one? Hairspray. Hairspray. God is like VO5 hairspray, because their slogan says that it holds through all kinds of weather. Now, I'm going to read to you for this one, because I didn't want to have to write all that down. It's found in Mark chapter 4, if you want to turn there. Mark chapter 4 and verse 37, I'm going to start reading, and you know it's a very familiar story. It says, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And I'll tell you what, boys and girls, young people, there's no one that can calm the storm in your life like the Lord Jesus Christ. The problems that we face today, nobody has the answers to them. Nobody really can tell you what to do, because it seems like whatever anybody tells you will be the wrong thing. But I'll tell you one that we can turn to, and one that will calm the heart and the soul, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, one more. What about this one? Says God, it's like Alka-Seltzer. You know what that they generally say about that? Huh? They say, try it, and you'll love it. We read a verse just now that said something about, let me just read this to you. Psalm 34 and verse 8. What does it say? Very, very familiar passage. We saved it oftentimes in Sunday school. Huh? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And there's no one that we can trust, put our faith and trust in, than the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one that will never fail. Then, there was another one. And it said, you know what this is, right? God is like scotch tape. Says you can't see him, but you know he's there. And that's true, young people. There's a verse, I think it's in John chapter 3, when it's talking about the Spirit. It says that you can, you know, you hear the wind, but you can't see it. And God's Spirit is like that. We can't see him with our natural eye, but we know he's there. We know because we feel him inside of us, and we've oftentimes witnessed things that he has done in guiding us and directing us in our lives. All we have to do is to commit ourselves to him. Then there was another one, and I'm getting almost finished, where it says, what is this? Dial soap. Now, what do they generally say about that? When they sing it out. Aren't you glad you use dial? Well, it says, God is like dial soap. Aren't you glad that you know him? And don't you wish that everyone did? I'll tell you, that would be my prayer tonight, that everybody inside of this meeting, and maybe everybody on Spanish Wales and throughout the world, would come to a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you know, Job said in one of his chapters, I think it's Job 19:25, he says that, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and one of these days he's going to stand on this earth again. Now, I'll tell you what, young people, you may know the Lord Jesus, or you may know about him, but if you don't know him personally, when he comes back again to take his church away, if you don't know him, I'll tell you, you wish that you did, because it's going to be a sad day for you. Then there was one, and I almost not use this one tonight, because I just couldn't find anything to represent it. And because this company has been out of business, I think, for a long time. And thanks to Sister Linda, she found it for me. I don't know where she found it. She brought it to my house late this afternoon. It says, God is like. Can you see it? Pan Am. You know what their slogan used to be? They haven't been out of business that long that you can't remember that, eh? It says, we make the going great. Now in this life, there are going to be trials and testings, tribulations. But there's one passage of scripture that I want us to read tonight, and it's found in Psalms and chapter 23. And most of us can quote it off by heart, but let's read it tonight. He makes the going great. Without him, I'll tell you, I wouldn't, you have to excuse me, my voice and throat is so dry tonight. Without him, we would be lost. We'd be just wandering around in this world like sheep without a shepherd. It seems like my voice is not going to clear. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, the final question. that passage of Scripture says that God will be with us always. He's going to take us through this life. And if we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, He'll be there to take us through that as well. Now, young people, older ones, boys and girls, have we made that choice? Have we decided in our hearts that we're going to let Him do that? That we're going to ask Him to be our Lord and our Savior? That we've committed our lives into His hands, and we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, if He would return tonight, if He was to come back today or tonight to take His church home, that we would be with Him forevermore. I'll say like the slogan for the Dial soap, it says, "Are you glad? Aren't you glad to use Dial?" And let me just read that to you again, where it says, "Aren't you glad that you know Him?" My question to you, if you don't know Him tonight, don't you wish that you did? Well, there's still yet time and opportunity for you to do that. Because if you wish to do that, you can do it tonight. And there's no greater time than now. And I trust that you will, even before you pillow your head tonight, if you haven't done so. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You tonight that You are truly a great God. We thank You that when we were unlovable, You loved us. And when we didn't deserve anyone to pay the price of sin, You were willing to come, Lord Jesus, and pay that awful price. And we're glad, Heavenly Father, that You were willing to give the very best of heaven, because there was none other that was good enough to pay the price of sin apart from Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank You afresh tonight for dying for us. And we pray that if there are those here tonight that still yet have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their very own, they have not let Him come into their lives, the one that can give the peace that passeth all understanding, we pray that tonight that they will accept Him. They will let Him in. They will begin a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now that You would part us with Your blessing, as we continue to give You thanks in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.